Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Matt Staver, who is the founder and director of Liberty Counsel. And we're going to get an update on Roy Moore, who is the suspended Chief Justice of Alabama. Matt, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
Okay, give us an update on the Roy Moore case.
Well, you know, what we know is that on September 30, the Court of the Judiciary issued an opinion, and they violated the law in doing so. You need nine unanimous votes to remove a judge from the bench. They acknowledged they didn't have the nine votes. So the case should be over with, should be dismissed. He should be back on the Alabama Supreme Court acting as the Chief Justice. But instead, what this Court of Judiciary did was suspend him for the rest of his term without pay, which is until January of 2019. Now, when he reaches January 2019, he'll be 70 years of age, and he can't run for judge again based upon the state law in Alabama. So what they did was they had no unanimous court. They didn't have the 9-0 vote to remove. They could not do what they did, so they come up with the same thing under a different name, suspension with no pay, no benefits, no ability to work for the rest of your life. I mean, that is unbelievable. So we have asked the Alabama Supreme Court to review the case, and it's pending there, but some interesting things are developing at the Alabama Supreme Court, which we need to talk about because we have some problems with how it's being handled there. We haven't had any good response. We've asked for four of the justices of the Alabama Supreme Court to recuse themselves, to remove themselves from participating in any of the decision. Why? Because they have either participated in a previous hearing on this case back in May, or they have publicly stated opposition to Chief Justice Roy Moore. And instead of recusing themselves, what they have done is the acting Chief Justice sent a letter to Chief Justice Moore telling him he needs to remove all of his personal effects from his office, and then fired three of his staff attorneys that had been working at the Alabama Supreme Court. So it's outrageous what's happening in Alabama.
Wow. And this is all related to same-sex marriage?
It's all related to same-sex marriage. It came out of the issue of same-sex marriage in 2015 when a lower federal judge in Alabama ruled on the issue. And then the Alabama Supreme Court made three rulings on it in March of 2015. The Chief Justice was not part of that particular decision. It was an 8-panel of justices, and they ruled, and they told the probate judges that they could not issue same-sex marriage licenses. Then the U.S. Supreme Court decision came down June 26. The Alabama Supreme Court, with the same 8 justices, asked the parties to give additional briefing 3 days later, and the briefs needed to be done by July the 6th. Well, 6 months went by, and nothing happened. So on the very expiration of the 6 months to the day, the Chief Justice issued a status report simply saying that the case is still pending before the Alabama Supreme Court. He can't tell the probate judges what they should do. He's not at liberty to give them advice. The Alabama Supreme Court will rule at some point in the future. And they did 2 months later. And for that 4-page order that he gave a status report in January of 2016, then the Southern Poverty Law Center, and you know who they are, the radical organization that is opposed to anything good, they filed this ethics complaint
against
the Chief Justice.
Huh.
And when the ethics complaint ultimately reaches the point of a charge, when you have a charge, even though you haven't had your day in court yet, you're automatically removed pending the entire hearing process, which is unbelievable. And that's what we've been doing, and we've been fighting the case. And we went to the final hearing September 28, September 30, we got this unbelievable ruling in which they lacked the 9 votes to remove. The case should have been over. He should be returned back to the bench. But instead, you had this violation of law, suspension for the rest of his life, and it's never happened like this in the history of Alabama.
Wow, it just sounds so terrible, like a kangaroo court or something.
You know, it's not only a kangaroo court, it's like a third world country in that respect, because what you have here is, from the very beginning, the Judicial Inquiry Commission gets the complaint from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Then they leak the information to the media, which they're not supposed to do by virtue of the rules that govern them. They're like a grand jury. You don't leak ongoing investigation and proceedings to the media. Once a charge is done, once an indictment is handed down, say in a grand jury or a charge in this case, then it's public, but not before that. Well, they leaked it to the media, to the New York Times and to an Alabama media. They did that. Why? Because they have a political motivation. Then once they issue the charge and he's removed from the bench, they get a prosecutor, not the state attorney general who they should have used, but they go out and hire a private attorney who is the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to prosecute the Chief Justice.
Wow.
So you got the complaint coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they hire a former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to be the prosecutor of the case rather than the state attorney general who should have been the prosecutor.
Wow. It sounds like, unfortunately, Chief Justice Moore has some serious enemies there in his own home state. You know, as far as the Southern Poverty Law Center is concerned, everybody should know, and they don't, unfortunately, because the media is so biased in this country, but everybody should know that that organization has blood on its hands, and it's not only blood, it's African-American blood.
Yeah, you have a situation in Washington, D.C. They created this so-called hate map, and they had Family Research Council listed as a hater and a hate organization. Why? Because of its belief in marriage and that you can change. You don't have to remain in a homosexual lifestyle, that through the power and change of Jesus Christ, there is hope and change. For that, they were listed as a hate organization. So this Floyd Corkins went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, saw Family Research Council listed, went out and bought Chick-fil-A sandwiches because the founder had said that he believes in marriage as the union of a man and woman, goes into the FRC office in Washington, D.C., intent on committing mass murder. Fortunately, as he brings out a gun to begin his carnage, and he had the sandwiches to rub into the faces of the dead corpse once they were killed, before he was able to wreak the carnage he wanted, the security guard overpowered him. He got shot in the process. And he's a African-American security guard, so that's the blood that was actually shed. He could have been killed. You could have had lots of people at FRC killed.
Mm-hmm.
This man is now serving time in prison, and he acknowledged that he targeted FRC because of the Southern Poverty Law Center's website.
And, you know, what's interesting, you use the past tense here, was listed. The map was, yeah, exactly. The last time I checked, and in fact, I think your organization is on it, and the organization I work for is on it, even though there's no hate at all that we proclaim. We proclaim the gospel of Jesus, but that includes, as you said earlier, you know, the idea that you can be saved and changed from a lifestyle of sin, including homosexuality.
Yeah, there's no reason that we or anyone else promotes hate. We don't. And you don't. We don't.
No.
FRC does not. But they list you as a hate organization right alongside the skinheads, the KKK, the Nazi organizations, all those violent organizations. They list you right along with them as though you're part of these kinds of radical, violent organizations, and we're not.
Floyd
Corkins goes there, and he's intent on committing murder. But even though they know, and it's on the record that it was because of the Southern Poverty Law Center that he intended to commit this mass murder, they still insist on having that same false propaganda on their website and promoting it in their sources.
Right. And they never apologized, to my understanding, although some gay groups did apologize for that shooting or attempted shooting. The Southern Poverty Law Center never did. I don't see why they still have credibility, even among liberals. You would think somebody who was honestly liberal and they were just an honest person, you'd think they would disavow the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right. You would think that they would, but they don't. And even the Obama administration relies upon the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a shame that the government does that. This is a discredited organization in many ways, and no one should listen to it. And what it's doing, frankly, is dangerous. Well, this is the organization, because of its animosity toward anyone who believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman, that filed this complaint. This is the organization that had a previous legal director, not some low-level person, but a legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, hired by this Judicial Inquiry Commission to be the prosecutor. So this person is the prosecutor of the SPLC's complaint, and this person was the former legal director of the SPLC. I mean, you can't get any more third-world country than that. And then they leak it to the media, and then it goes to the Court of the Judiciary with the Southern Poverty Law Center, former Southern Poverty Law Center prosecutor. And then the rules say you got to have 9 votes, unanimous 9-0, to remove a judge from office. They don't have 9 votes. Case should be over. Done deal. No brainer. But no, they suspended for the rest of his life. We have gone through all the different legal cases and all the ethics and complaints and suspensions and punishments against all the judges in Alabama and have never found anything like this. Mm. In fact, under this rule, the longest suspension in the history of Alabama has been 6 months. And guess what this judge was doing? Well, this judge who got the 6-month suspension was actually before the same Court of the Judiciary on the same day as the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice gets suspension for the rest of his life, 2 years and 4 months, till January 2019. The other judge gets suspended for 6 months. What did he do? He sent naked pictures of himself to a litigant that appeared in his courtroom who wanted to obtain a marriage license. She comes back a week later and wants the same judge to annul the marriage. So he does. And then he starts sending on Facebook and other social media nude pictures of himself and begin to harass her and try to force himself on her for sex. This is the judge who gets 6 months. And Chief Justice Roy Moore gets the rest of his life.
Are they trying to make an example out of Chief Justice Roy Moore?
Oh, there's no question they are. It's over this issue of marriage. Now, even though you've got some real problems in these agencies that need to be cleaned out, including some of the people on the Alabama Supreme Court, you have a lot of support for the Chief Justice in Alabama. In fact, recent polls have said if he were to run for governor, he would win. He's 10 points ahead of any other person that they put in the list of possible candidates for governor. Now, he's not running for governor now. He has not looked at that to make any decision about his future. But I'm just saying that.
Would he be eligible?
If he were to run for governor, he would be elected.
Would he be eligible?
Yeah, he'd be eligible. He can run even though he turns 70. But you have the rule that if you're 70, you can't. You have to retire from the judicial bench.
Wow.
But you can be an elected official like a governor or a legislator.
Yeah. Okay, and speaking of the anti-Christian bias involved in all this, I understand that one of the justices, Tom Parker, who is also a Christian, a committed Christian like Roy Moore, is that he was a guest on a Christian radio show, and so they tried some of the people, some of his opponents, tried to get him removed from the bench just for talking about, traditional marriage or something?
Yeah, he was talking about the United States Supreme Court decision, and he was not favorable for that particular decision. And, of course, that decision came down.
Nor were the four dissenters.
The United States Supreme Court favorable, and three other justices. So
yeah.
Four of them were really criticizing it.
Right.
Lots of people were. And he was on a Christian talk show, and he was asked about it, and he didn't agree with it. And as a result, Southern Poverty Law Center filed a complaint against him as well. And it was pending before the Judicial Inquiry Commission just recently. They dismissed it. Well, we are going to continue our challenge. First of all, it's good news that it's dismissed, because had they filed the charge, he would have been removed from the bench. Interestingly, they waited until the Chief Justice was removed, or in this case, the hearing came down, to do this. This has been going on for months and months. There was no reason for them to investigate it for months and months. I think they waited until the Chief Justice was taken off the bench. At any rate, they dismissed it, which is good news. But on the other hand, we're going to pursue our federal lawsuit against this judicial canon and this automatic removal provision. First of all, because to say that you can't comment in any case anywhere in the country would mean that a judge couldn't even teach law school students about any case in the country. And this automatic removal provision gives too much power in this Judicial Inquiry Commission. It's the only state in the country where a judge, when you get a complaint charged against you, you're automatically removed from the bench.
So it's like you're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, it turns
which is
the whole
un-American.
Process of innocent until proven guilty on its head. You're guilty instead until proven innocent. And so the process itself, even though you win your case, is the punishment, because you're removed from the bench, you're treated like a criminal, And you have to, in the normal course of situations, go out and spend tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes several hundred thousand dollars, to defend yourself. In this case, if it weren't for Liberty Counsel, Chief Justice Roy Moore would have had to spend about $1 million in his legal defense at this point, and it's not even over yet.
Wow. Matt Staver, thank you so much for this update. Man, we should really pray. Pray for Judge Moore. Pray for you for wisdom. LC.org for more information, right? Liberty Counsel?
Yes, LC.org is the website.
Okay, God bless you. Keep up the great fight. All right, bye-bye now.
Pleasure.
Thanks.